You are listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., the founder of the Body Regeneration Method. And I am here to empower you and teach you how to connect to the God consciousness like you've never connected before. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, right here on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine science, spirituality, and ministry to help you unlock the secrets within so you can finally let go of what's holding you back. If you are truly ready to break free and bring in the new and stop wasting your time, join me and together let's unlock your superpowers so you can live your extraordinary life. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. I first want to welcome all of our new listeners, which I know we get your wonderful feedback every week, and also our returning listeners. Now, I am going to preface this. This is not a call-in show today, and I know how much you love your call-in shows, but please make sure you do that next week. As you know, I always love to bring in guests. I don't bring them in too often, usually about maybe 12 times a year. People that I know are really much in alignment with what you're here for, listening, growing, and expanding. And this is why I'm so thrilled to bring our guest to you today, because he's on the cutting edge and of all of the new information. You always hear me talk about growth and change and transformation. And we also spend a lot of time discussing the new energies. What I love so much about our guest is he's really been, I like to say, a pioneer in the field with helping not only women, but men. And it's so important that we really start to understand where that energy comes in, because it's not just about women. I know in this space, a lot of times we hear it's always the women, but he has a beautiful balance and a harmony within his energy for both the male and the female. And I know through his own growth and journey, I've been able to also get to know him, that you are in for such a treat. So make sure you stay tuned. You're going to learn a lot. We're going to shift a lot as always, because he does the same thing I do in the sense of when you hear his voice, listen, pay attention. It has a lot of power and a lot of transformation. So I want to welcome John Burgos to our show. He is the founder of the Beyond the Ordinary show. You probably heard me as a guest with him, and I got to know John, I think it was last November, October, but just being able to spend some time with him and to have that open communication, you are just in a treat. Like I said, this is going to be an incredible hour, so be prepared to shift. And I am hearing you need to sit down, and I'm also hearing if you're driving, be very mindful because the energy is pretty strong. So welcome, John.
Oh, it's so wonderful to be here. Thank you so much. And what a great introduction. And I have to tell you, when we first met and that flow started happening between us, it was so wonderful to feel how grounded we both can be, bringing in this awareness of what's in the cutting edge of all of our transformation, the collective consciousness transformation, and what we're each growing through individually.
What do you notice? Like, you know, as we started 2020, and you and I have talked about this, this incredible, beautiful manifestation energy that's here, and that needing to be in that heart more than ever. What have you noticed in the difference? Because this is what I love about you. You have such a great perspective from the male and female journey. And as a man, obviously, a lot of men come and they say, oh my gosh, I'm afraid this is going to have to be all kind of wimpy and I can't be in my masculine. And you are a complete beautiful vessel of a masculine man showing up saying, here I am, being very connected to my beautiful divine energy. Because this is a myth I hear a lot. Men think they almost have to become emasculated to become spiritual, which is not true, because we're in this beautiful energy. Can you share your wisdom and your journey? Because you are that beautiful, strong, masculine man.
I appreciate that, and thank you so much. And first of all, for anyone who's facing that fear or has that challenge come up within them, it's like, who's defining masculine for you?
Yeah.
And it's time that we define it for ourselves. What does it mean for me to be who I am outside the definitions of feminine masculine, but just be? And it's the division of the terminology that causes this wobble in our field that prevents us from being that authentic, impeccable self that we're here to experience.
What was the shift when you started on, you've been like me, you've been on this journey. It kind of feels for both of us, we've been on this journey. We have been our whole lives, but really waking up and really getting it, right? That when we were little people, no one really explained to us what was happening. But when we had that awareness that there was so much inside, what was that moment like where you just went, wow, I am so much more than these definitions?
Oh, wow. It's been a journey into that, but there's been pinnacle moments throughout my life that have really occurred. And I had one just extreme moment, if you will, one of those totally catalytic episodes when I went into a deep shamanic practice, and it was purely energetic. It wasn't plant-based. It wasn't anything else like that. And it was a deep forgiveness process where I went in and had a reconciliation with the master, my father. But it cracked open the definitions. It cracked open these parts where I was holding myself back. And through that session, and you spoke to me about men not wanting to cry and not wanting to go through the fluffiness of the transformational process. But for me, in that process, I was breaking down and I was letting anger and fear and sadness stream through. And yes, tears flowed through that. Yes. A surge of energy came through that was both innocent and powerful, that was both feminine and masculine. But I had to allow myself those expressions that people call emotions that men aren't supposed to feel.
Yeah.
And maybe more in the Western society than in European and Eastern cultures. But allowing myself the grace of the flow of those energies to transmute through me instead of being contained in an energetic body that is not meant to hold those things, or else we stay in density.
Correct.
When I gave myself permission and that process graced me with the floodgates releasing, my world changed. I started perceiving energy in ways that I hadn't before. I started seeing people's auras. I started having prophetic dreams. All this container that I had been so careful to try to control in an effort to try to fit in or make sense of a world and how I was supposed to fit into somebody else's paradigm. I didn't know it then. I kind of knew it, but I wasn't really clear. It didn't make sense to me anymore. And when I gave myself the freedom through that process, I knew that everything had to shift.
I love what you said there, because I just find all the emotions are so powerful, and when we really feel them and we let them go. But I like how you really spoke to that fact that that container leaves and your gifts open. I think this is a huge point people miss, is that by holding on to the paradigms, like you were saying, if we're holding on to things where we feel we need to fit in society or expect, you were just that prime example of where you let it go and look at all these gifts that show up.
Yeah.
Like, what a blessing. What a blessing.
Well, and as a masculine, we're taught to control, we're taught to lead, we're taught to pave the path. But I really showed up in these processes very not knowing and being open to what was to come instead of to trying to control an outcome.
So what was one of the, what I'm hearing here is, what was one of the areas you were able to surrender to with that fear? Because like you just said, for a lot of, and I, like a lot of my Eastern clients, so people in China, for instance, they have very strict roles, right? Mm-hmm. Just as an example, and it can be quite scary because all of a sudden it's like you said, you're letting go of the roles, you're letting go of the definition to become that beautiful divine love being, which is just creation on every level, right? And peace and joy. Everybody's looking for peace and joy. And that's that nugget, right? That just letting it all go and releasing those imprints. But going through that, what was the biggest thing that you gave yourself permission? Was it just total permission? Because it's a scary process when people are like, you're asking me to go and cry or let go or deal with this. That those bring up a lot of fears. So what was your process that maybe perhaps another man listening or a woman listening can say, wow, I never thought of that. Maybe I could do that. It's not as scary as I'm thinking.
Right. So it's, again, total permission is a journey. It's not a one-time event that's like all of a sudden you have total permission.
It's every day.
It's every day. And it's in each choice. But what really opened up for me, there was a couple of things that were pivotal. First, there was an awareness that I didn't trust the masculine as a man. Mm. And again, this process that I did with my father and the masculine through my lineage and what I had grew up with, being influenced by, that there was a lack of trust in that. And something within myself was facing where I wasn't trusting myself, mm-hmm. obviously. And so a release of that, or forgiveness of that, of letting go of those places where I was shrouded in ignorance and acted from those energies. That opened up what was probably one of the greatest gifts that I've ever given to myself, which was to allow myself to be the sensitive that I was. Because all my life, being as intuitive as I was, being as empathic as I was, according to my awareness, able to feel into other people's truths, into where they were holding back, into where they weren't really sharing what the reality was around particular situations. And so my parents and I grew up in a very hostile environment in lots of ways. And so I was able to pick up on that. And so my mom was like, you're too sensitive. My brother, I was picking up on it. You're too sensitive. My ex-wife, you're too sensitive. You're too sensitive. You're too sensitive. But behind each too sensitive, there was a veil of something that they didn't want to share. And I didn't recognize that truly until I had this opening, until I had this, again, the floodgates opening. I don't even want to call it awakening because we're all awake to a certain extent.
Yeah.
But when that opened up and again, the floodgates came in, I was able to see where, hold on, I've been repressing my truth to try to fit into other people's realities. And I had a conversation with my ex-wife then. It's like, I know that me being sensitive has been difficult for you, but we're going to have to adjust and you're going to have to adjust and we're going to stay together because I can't hold this back. It's the greatest gift that I have. And I've been acquiescing my energy, my truth to make everybody else feel comfortable. And it doesn't work for me anymore. And when I own that power, when I gifted myself probably my greatest strength back, my whole world truly changed.
I really am glad you brought up the sensitivity. I know we have very similar kind of backgrounds and upbringing, and I hear this a lot, right? And when we're told we're too sensitive, we do shove it in a corner. And and you probably see this as well, there are so, especially now the children being born even more, they're all like hypersensitive kids, hence why they're giving them anxiety medicine and depression medicine and ADHD, because they're so sensitive in such a beautiful way. Like their gifts are so huge, like what you had. And that sensitivity, it's sad that it gets missed, that it is such a beautiful conduit. It's how we feel. It's how we feel others. Like you were saying, you could pick up on people and you knew, and how many times when they say, oh, you're too sensitive, go away, that gets shut down. But I think for men, like for women, we experience it as well. And it's great when we get through that. And I think for men that sometimes that also has another level, a layer to break through. And I'm so glad you brought it up because as you were saying, in our society, so many men don't want to be seen as sensitive, but it's such an incredible intuitive quality that is just, look at how many of your gifts came out had you not broken through that.
Well, and for any men listening, I actually found that I became more attractive to other women by embracing this instead of the opposite, where I was trying to be something that I wasn't. Whether other people are psychically intuitive and empathic or not, we still pick up on each other's energy. And so 100%. Me trying to be somebody else was off-putting energetically to other people, and you don't know why. But when you start embracing just the flow of what you are and start functioning from that place, the authenticity of who you are, it's like this beautiful painting that people want to see and get to know and have their own experience with.
And you've probably noticed at this time for people listening, men and men, especially as women, you all get this, but I really want all of you to really tune into what John's saying, because you probably noticed the caliber of people showing up when you were able to brace that were more well, not even empathic with you, but compassionate and humble and wanting to hear more of deep conversation and heartfelt conversation.
The deep conversation, and that's it right there. The level of intimacy that I open, not just with my romantic partners, with other, you know, with women who I have dated and all that, but with friendships, with other speakers I have through the show, the depth of connection has been immense. And shallow was always a very difficult thing for me because I craved connection from that sensitivity. But now the depth comes from a meeting each other at a place rather than a trying to get something that you can't get anywhere else. So it goes from a codependent reaching out as a sensitive looking or an empath looking for something that makes sense, into going into your own flow, your own stream, the self-awareness and self-wisdom that emanates from there, and other people being attracted to that. And you find your tribe in it. You find people to co-create with. You find partners that want to do this journey at that level of depth. And then the energy field and the potentials become exponential because of your ability to create from that authentic place together.
Yeah, it's that beautiful, it's kind of an unspoken acceptance of when you're in that place of just the beauty of allowance, how we all show up in our vessels and on our journey. And there is an allowance, not an expectation goes away, obligation goes away, choice really starts to flow. And that allowance of just being who you are, who I am, who the listeners are, and knowing that there's just beauty in being. Just showing up and being who we are. And I think that is just so beautiful. So as you noticed with that connection and going on that journey, and I know we have to take a break soon, and I do want to talk about the book you're writing when we come back. But when you started to do the Beyond the Ordinary show, and you knew that this was one of your callings, this was one of your ways of helping other people, because everyone has different ways. There's never just one way. I would say it's your way in the end, right? How you connect and how you do it. But everything resonates with different people depending on where they are in the journey. You've done such an incredible job of bringing people together that are letting go of, we had a lot of old systems even in spirituality, you know, in all those spaces, but a lot of them are dropping off. You have done such an incredible job of bringing together new thought forms and thinkings of people. And was that channeled? I was just curious. Did you channel that, or was it just a deep inner knowing that this is where you needed to be? Because you really nailed it.
No, it was channeled. It was absolutely channeled. I had finished working for a company and I wasn't sure what I was going to do next. And I was doing some coaching and leading people through processes and my own guided awareness. And something told me that instead of reaching 100 or 1,000 people a year, that I could reach 1,000,000 people a year. And how do I do that? And that's, I started thinking of the show and how to create that and collaborating with other speakers. And I thought I was going to run one or two seasons of the show and kind of use that as a bridge for something else. And it took off from the very beginning. It's when I first started reaching out, my audience was tiny. If I had 1,000 people on a list, it was a lot. And I'd reach out to speakers who were pretty influential, and time after time, it's like, who are you and what's your show and what's your audience size? Yeah. And I tell them, I was very transparent. Like, we don't know why, but we have to say yes. And it's short time frame. We can't believe you're reaching out with only 6 weeks, but sure, we'll do it anyway. And just think, I was so divinely led.
Yeah,
there's no way I did this on my own. No, it was so inspired. And which should have taken me 6 months to build, took me 6 weeks. The quality of people that showed up, and my list size went from 1,000 people to 15,000 people within a matter of a few months. And it just kept growing and growing and growing. So I knew I had to continue. So it was completely channeled.
I love this. I call them God ideas. People say good ideas, but I always say they're God ideas because Source is bringing them in. I want to ask, what's one of your favorite favorite parts about doing the show? Like, what lights you up?
What it's,
I know there's lots, but
there's so much. There's so much. I like playing with the speakers when we get to do Q&A with the audience, because there's a back and forth that we do. And so what I do with the speakers when I do the show, it's a conversation. It's not an interview. And we each call ourselves to a higher vibration just because of the intention in which we show up, and which is to authentically share and be of service. And it's not the intention of being of service. It's just the love that expresses through us that is automatically that. And so when we ping pong and work with people that come live, or working with the energies that happen to be during the show, it's just, I get off each and every call just feeling high. And it's so channeled that I'll have to ask my assistant who we interviewed yesterday, because I can't remember.
You know, I'm like that. People will say to me, do you remember when you said that? I'm like, when? I can't remember where. I don't remember what video. Like, even our show, people are always shocked. They're like, you never have scripts. I'm like, no, we follow the energy. I know you do that. And is it the best feeling? Like, how do you not remember? And I'm like, well, we just all channel it. So we don't
just go
remember.
On to the next thing. We're just moving forward, right?
I say that's the best high ever, because now I'm not someone who's ever done into drugs. I had one of those crazy Piscean personalities. I knew God led me out of there because life was already a mess. But I don't know. I always say, if this connection every day that we get to enjoy, if that's what it's like when some people say they're on that high, I think it's way better. But I'm like, that must be kind of what they're sort of talking about, because it is. It's such a beautiful, beautiful, I would say it's like being on 100 cups of coffee.
Well, I love
without
that you're
drinking
saying
coffee.
That. I love that you're saying that, and the beautiful feeling and the high. And I actually want to take it back into the masculine conversation also, because what also happens is that we awaken a new sense of sensuality. And this channeling, when it comes through the body channel also, there's a sensuality that awakens. The root chakra gets awakened in what would be considered by some as a sexual creative energy. But when you really sit in it and create with it, the expansion that occurs when you're receiving and transmitting, when we're in a larger audience sharing that intimacy, there's this wave that we get to ride. Now, if you're in intimacy, making love to someone, and you open up that creative channel, well, yes, that's an amazing feeling also. But you feel that divine channel coming through and the different expressions of your creativity through awakening your sensuality in a way that was repressed before.
I think that's one of the most beautiful, beautiful things that you could bring up, and to remind even for men, because it is, it's so expansive that when it's always in there, you feel it's just, it's everywhere. It's like your aura, your energetic field has just gone bigger than the universe and beyond. Yeah. And it's just such a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful feeling. And I really like that you brought that back into men that are listening, because so many men, they want to break free and they want to come through this journey. And I always say, just to do it, like, don't worry about what your friends or family, because when you start to embrace it and all these gifts open and to feel that 100 million cups of coffee feeling, but know that it's this expansive energy, and how much, I don't, it's just love, it's beauty. And it's just, that's transformation. You can just sit anywhere in it.
You really can. And something that comes up for me that it's, I want to share a man's perspective for all the women that are listening. As far as I hear a lot, God, there's hardly any men that are doing this, or it's so rare that men show up. When are they going to show up? And I would say there's a lot of good men out there showing up in different ways, because they're not meditating, because they're not going to ecstatic dance or doing these other things, doesn't mean they're not spiritual and they're not waking up. And if we make this less about the expectation and less of a fanfare of, oh, wow, a man showed up, then maybe it would be more open for men to organically go in without the expectation of what that means or what they're going to hold. And it eases the field, because these energy shifts aren't exclusive to men or women, and we're all going through a similar calling, where for me now, this year in 2020, we're being called into our leadership and an impeccability, an if we're asking the divine to be impeccable with us, how are we showing up in our impeccability? Not that we have to be perfect, but our intention and how we act from that intention is asking for that alignment, because the divine will always meet us where we are.
I love what you're saying. I know we have to take a quick break and I want to come back and pick this up. This is, you've just, I love this. Okay. Zach's going to say break. That's my producer. So I want you, John, tell everyone where they can find you, the Beyond the Ordinary show, quickly before we go to break.
www.beyondtheordinaryshow.com.
Awesome. All right, everybody, make sure you write that website down. We're going to have it below for you as well, but we're going to come back right after the break with John, because we're going to pick up exactly on his point about that masculine energy, because we have a little bit more to expand on there. Be right back. Imagine starting your week off with a teaching, a clearing, and an activation direct from the God consciousness. If you would like to feel more in charge of your week ahead, then I personally invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, for our monthly Soul Sunday non-denominational service at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, online or in person. All donations for this event go to the TLC Initiative Fund to help those in need. Sign up now at TracyLClark.com and let's connect together in the glory realm. Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com. Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com. Welcome back. We have had an incredible half hour here with John, and we're going to dive right into it because we're talking on the break. And if you heard before we went, he had brought up the most brilliant point. Ladies, listen up really carefully. He had said that, you know what, allow men to be, they're not going to show up the way you want them. I think you said like creative dance, you were saying like, and I was just saying meditation. I was telling the story of a lady that didn't want to, couldn't date anyone unless he could meditate for 3 hours like she could. And I'm like, and his response was brilliant. I want you to hear it. I want to dive into this more, John, because you said it well. You know, in all this world, people still have careers. They still have things they love. Like, you know, who cares if they like to play golf or hockey? There's still things that fulfill people's souls, and it may not be creative dance. Can you just bring more of this in? Because it's really important that women seem to think that if we're on this awareness path or whatever, that their lover, their husbands, their friends have to be doing it the same way. I do hear it a lot. I want to break this myth down and for everybody listening.
God, there's so much that we can unpack here.
I know, it's like a big tickle trunk of things. Yeah. I can see it. I'm like, this is like 10 shows.
And we can get specific, but really it's like, where are the expectations? Because anytime that we have an agenda and expectations, we're shutting down the field of potentiality.
Amen.
And we're asking for love. And really, what is love, and how do you choose to define it? And for me, it's an open spectrum of probabilities and possibilities as intended through the energetics of our heart, the emotions that come through us, what we're choosing to experience, and the relationship that we have with that experience. And so we're looking for the fantasy of what a relationship is supposed to be. It's the man who drives the luxurious car, who's going to provide for me so that I can do my creative expression, and he's going to meditate with me 2.5 hours a day, and we're going to save the world together because we're going to be this power couple, or he's going to be influential and I'm going to do this, or I'm going to do this. And it's all those agendas start creating tears in our energetic fields, because we're receiving. And then we start to, if we love you, if a man loves you, he just wants to make you happy.
I love you said that, because I always say the hat, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but what I've seen in energy with the men that I work with, I know, I said the greatest joy to a man when he loves you is to just see you smile.
Oh my God. 1000%. It's like the peacefulness that I receive from receiving that emotion back. It's like, oh, I know where I'm supposed to be. And I feel masculine. I feel empowered. I feel on purpose. I feel like I want to create. I feel like I want to succeed. I have energy to do things when I get that feedback. It's inspiring in ways that you cannot even begin to understand from a female perspective of what fulfills a man in that way. And so if I receive that, I'm not looking other places to have my attention. I'm not so involved on sports on TV or doing my hobby so much that I barely spend time with you. My life becomes balanced, and I'm not in a place of either trying to over-accommodate to satiate some emotion that I perhaps feel that you need acquiesced. And I'm not trying to pull so far back because I've lost myself that now I'm retreating to try to gain myself back. When that beautiful, authentic balance is there and there's open, honest communication, when it's not, then the field that is seeded with the intention of authentic relationship is going to nurture and blossom into a relationship that goes way beyond whatever any fantasy can create, into being a real authentic expression of a divine union, expressing itself and interweaving itself through the different expressions that come up through us naturally because we're human beings.
I love that. And I love it so much because it's true. And a lot of times I ask people, I say, what is your feeling of love? I don't say, what is your definition of love? What's your feeling of love? And most of the time they go, I don't know. I said, well, what do you need to feel love? Like, what do you need to feel? Do you need to feel honored? Do you need to feel that respect? What do you need to feel? And they can't answer that. And so I love that you brought that in there. And the other thing, we were joking about this on the break, so I want to bring it up. Can you please, because I get a lot of people that tell me this and they say I'm crazy. I tell them to get rid of it. Can you please tell people why they got to stop making those crazy? I don't know who developed the list of their perfect man or woman to write down their list. If I see one more person that comes in and says, here's my list. They said, I'm always like, throw that out. And why don't you write down what your feelings are? What do you want to feel with somebody? Do you want to feel, like you said, do you want to feel that there's maybe the feeling of just communication and just love and honoring? Like, what can you speak to this? Because I need some backup here on this list thing. I hear it a lot.
I will back you up on it, and I'll raise you one also. So first of all, why would you want to shut down the potential of someone? Just, it's like we think we need something until we have it, then we don't want it because we've had it. And
exactly.
So that's the human condition. So how many of y'all have already done that? Well, he had to make money and he made money. It's like, that wasn't enough. Or he was this, or he was five out of the seven things. It's like,
they get bored.
That's our mind running the show. What I want to suggest to everybody, and this is an exercise that I give to my private clients, write a love letter to your beloved. Write a love letter from your emotions and tell your beloved, whether you're with your beloved now, or if it's the one that you feel coming in, or the potential that you like to feel come in. Don't make it about what he does for you or what she does for you, but about how you feel, the gratitude that you have, how it's expressed through you, and write that out. That's the first step. After you write it, read it out loud in the mirror to your beloved. Step two.
Oh, I love it.
Step three. This is deep. This is deep. This is profound.
I can see if people do it, they're going to get very triggered. I love it.
Oh, yeah. Step two read that letter back in the mirror, but read it to yourself.
Yeah.
You wrote that love letter to yourself. Now read it to you. Receive that. Put that down for a day. Next step, go back to the mirror and read it as if God is reading that letter to you.
Oh, beautiful.
And feel the wave of emotions. And if you're not sure what love is, if you're not sure how to define it other than a list, perhaps this will prompt you into the truth of what you're really seeking, other than some step-by-step, you know, puzzle-made person who isn't going to fulfill what you really want, because there's a depth that isn't available from that list.
So for a lot of my community listening, you're going to be faced with having to do this exercise. I'm going to make sure they do it. I want that feedback. Because you can see the power. You can see, and like I see energetically, the spirit showing that there will be a lot of triggers and a lot of breakthroughs. Because basically, as you and I know, and a lot of times people miss this, you're that frequency. So to bring in that frequency, you have to be that frequency. So by you anchoring in this frequency, this love letter to yourself of what that is, by writing that for that beloved as well, you can see very quickly when somebody gets the energy moving, you just increase that vibration so fast. And then you can, that's where all of a sudden, no, you'll probably find your partner tomorrow. It looks really quick. So, you know, for people listening.
You open yourself very quickly. And this was channeled to me, and I went through it, and it was such a release for me. And it helped me break through those layers where I wasn't feeling emotions. And so again, I got into intimacy with myself. And that's what this personal transformation is all about. It's not about finding someone to meet us. It's about finding ourselves to meet ourselves deeper.
Yeah, I totally agree. Did you, for the listeners, did you have to do it a couple of times? Like, how many times did you do the process of really going into the mirror? Because this is triggering. Like, I can see with people doing this, there would be a major also breakdown that says, maybe I can't read this whole letter right now. I'm going to have to come back. Did you find that in really connecting after you channeled this to do it?
It's really my experience. I was so ready for this that I went straight in, and it blew me open. And for the clients that I work with, everybody's in different places, and some people are ready to be blown open also. And some people are still in the mind in their list. And so when you read that letter back to yourself, if you're finding that it's not touching those emotions, if you find it to be, again, superficial, sit with it for a while. Notice where perhaps there's fear, where you're holding back, where there's a shield to the heart. And sit with that for a while, and maybe journal about that or talk to your inner child. Hey, why are you blocked against that? It's like, what's causing concern there? And again, the conversation with your little one will reveal a lot as well. And so, that transparency, as a 6-year-old doesn't know how to really express. And when they lie, you can tell that they're lying so easily.
100%.
So it's that conversation is fantastic. So going through that a few times over a period of months, over a few months, will just open up the layers and crack open those pieces of our hearts where we've shielded. And again, this is about breaking our heart open, not breaking our heart apart.
Oh, 100%. And you can see that there's so much divine love that comes through when this happens, like as you're speaking about it and looking, and it's so beautiful. And for people, a lot of times it's hard for people to get into that heart center. It is, because there are fears. But this is also for the people listening and have been with our show for a long time. What John's saying, I want to also reiterate, this is a very safe process. Like, you can I see why you channeled it the way you did, because energetically, it's very safe. So it's so kind to the heart, because the way you're like, as if God's reading it back to you now, right? And so now you're channeling God reading it back, just saying that you are this beautiful, beautiful vibration. And what an incredible exercise. Thank you for sharing.
Well, and I love what you said at the end also, because you are channeling God. And make no mistake about it, you have that connection. And so for you to give yourself permission to have God stream through you, which, by the way, he's always, or she always, always is, always is, but to be in that much of a visceral experience and awareness consciously that that's happening, only ignites other parts of your ability to connect to this other divine wisdom that we have available to us in a new way.
It's so beautiful. And what I love is, you know, the old way, you know, so many people would talk about, oh, manifestation and creation. But what people miss, it's your connection and your love of the heart that just allows all that stuff to happen. Like, it doesn't even have to be like, you know, everybody's got their sayings and their mantras. I always say it's like so 1980s, so kind of Jane Fonda in her workout gear, you know, let's go, people. Aging myself, I know, but it's so 1980s. And I hear people putting out this stuff saying like, and I'm not, for the listeners, they know it's not a judgment. I want people to go back and realize that what you're seeing is the key when you want to unlock the doors to the things you're asking for, that beautiful connection, opening the heart and loving yourself and bringing that vibration. It helps to create that maybe better job or work you're looking for, that love partner that you want to bring in, those friends that you want to spend time with, that mission you have in the world, whatever it is, like whatever is on those lists that people create, they can start to go away because you just become that creator with that beautiful cracked open love of God within that heart and that heart being of, you know, just flooding every cell. This exercise is so powerful.
It's so true what you're speaking about again, that the eminence of love and what you're asking for what you want from that love. Yeah. That's the game changer. And that, Tracy, this happened to me all through my life. Whenever I really felt into something and I asked God, if I dared to ask Source.
Yeah.
But I wasn't asking from here or from a need. It just came so authentically. And I knew when I pinged that field from that love, it, whatever I asked for from that energy, always showed up. And I noticed the pattern when I did that. I started to say, wow, that actually happened. And I could feel it. I knew the question asked from that space when I asked it, and it wasn't intentional. I didn't materialize it. I didn't contrive it. It was authentic. It was organic. It was meeting this love and asking love to meet that love where it was. And you'll notice that vibration when you get into it.
It's so beautiful and it's so true. I always say to people, get out of the heart into the head, out of the heart in the head. And a lot of times then you have to walk them through that. And this exercise really, it's so powerful. It's because it's true. If you can't feel it, you can spend all day thinking about it, but it ain't going to happen that way. Yeah. Like, your thoughts will help you get the next steps, you know, those God ideas, but you had to feel that. That is what this new decade is really about, that people, you know, when we crossed into 2020, we've been leading up to this for a long time, but this is like the ultimate love bomb decade, like a really catapulting all of us. You must feel that. You know that.
Oh, yeah. Without a doubt.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask you, because I know, I can't believe we're almost at the top of the hour. It goes so fast. Will you share a little bit about this beautiful book you're writing, please? Because I can't wait to have you back on so we can share it with the rest of the world. But would you share?
Well, I've been guided to write a book for a few years now, and it wasn't coming out. It's like the words just weren't starting to be translated onto the page. And about 4 months ago, I heard that it's time. So I'm starting the process now. I've got the URL for it. The title came through, and it's The Empathic Masculine. And I had to go through my journey in that. And it's, I want to share for men, but also for women, this journey of this ownership of our sensitivities, our power, our innate connection with the divine, and the layers of empathy that we all must go through. Everybody, men or women, go through different stages of their empathic power coming to a blossoming that really creates a ripple effect, not only in their own personal world, but it's really for the collective consciousness. And so I'm so excited to be writing it and to put it out there.
I bless that, because I'm so excited you are writing it, because it looks very different energetically than a lot of what has been written out there. And men and women obviously relate to it. We both have masculine, feminine sides. but it also, it feels very empowering. And I hear you. It took me 8 years to get mine done. I'm just in final editing. So I know it's a process.
It is.
I just actually approved the cover today. I was like, yes.
Congratulations.
I know it's been a process. So we'll see. It's a little, it's not too big of a book. It's good. But what I love about what you're writing here and what's channeled, and you're right, you have to start to feel it. It has to be channeled, and to take that experience, that it really looks like a game changer, like for that door opening for more men and women to look at things differently. But there is another movement. So for our male listeners, it's, I really want them to understand, this is what I love so much about you, is that there is this huge just awareness in men that's happening, that, like you said, they do not have to be these roles that they were told they had to be and fit in these boxes. And I love watching this come out of men, because it's just, it's real. It's like their masks can finally come off, rather than you got to go to school and you got a job and you become a good husband and you pay the bills and, you know, pay your taxes. And that's how it's kind of been brainwashed, right? Be that protector and all this. And it's like, that's all starting to dissolve, and you've already come through that. So what a great teacher for other men.
Well, it's wonderful. I was guided to go through a men's retreat a few months ago, and yeah. I don't do retreats. I lead them, but I don't do them. Yeah. And it was very strong for me to go. And when the retreat started, and there was about 60 men at this particular place, and, wow. and some of the men started sharing. From their experience, and they were asked specific questions that were very vulnerable making. Mm-hmm. And when I saw the suffering that came through because they didn't know how to express what was they were feeling, because they didn't have the languaging, they didn't have the perspective, they didn't have the vernacular to properly describe in a way where they didn't feel disempowered by who they really were, or that it could be received or acceptable. It just, that just, it floored me. It's like, this has got to change. And so it's time. It's just time. And there's a lot of men that are doing it, don't get me wrong, but I see a big collective not being able to be in that expression. And it's time to eliminate the suffering for everybody.
I couldn't agree more. And one of the things I always notice, and you know this, the male-female energy, and it doesn't matter what kind of people say, like, what about gay people, straight people? I said, it doesn't matter. Whatever your relationship is, there's always one energy that's, you know, we'll play more masculine, one more feminine. But that's how that masculine, it's just a natural coupling over the feminine where they sort of ride and they rock, right? And it's so important that men do become in touch with this space. Like you say, they can't be vulnerable because it's not taught really anywhere. It's in little places here and there. Men are finding, like men like you, I do meet lots of beautiful, beautiful, beautiful men, but I'm in this space where they come forward, right? And they're like, I want to change. I want to connect. And they're doing it in their way. And it's very, very beautiful to see. And this is what I'm so excited about, what you're doing and leading, because that, like you said, the strength or not being able to put a word on it, or you grow up in a family where perhaps, you know, these role models are very, very, very ingrained throughout generations. Mm. And for a man to say, oh, I want to step out of that, right? And I want to come into something different. And this is just, it's beautiful when you see a man do that. I don't know how to express it to other men. Maybe you can better. But when I see a man step into that, it's like you said, it's attractive on every level, but it's so empowering because you see all of their truths of who they are. It's different than a woman. It is. And it's more beautiful in the sense that what people forget, they say, oh, the feminine energy, women should run the planet. No. I don't subscribe to that, because guys, the masculine energy has such a beautiful strength that does help to rock with the feminine energy, that we need men and women to both be on that journey to keep that beautiful, harmonious relationship.
I agree, so, 100%. What's also important to note, Tracy, and really let's look at this from a soul perspective, from an overarching picture.
Yeah.
All this rub, all this polarity that's happening with humanity right now is necessary.
Absolutely.
And so we're each doing our parts through our soul blueprint of however we're transforming as a collective in humanity. And we can have judgments that men should do this, women should do that. It needs to show up this way, and we could suffer each other's suffering. Or we can acknowledge just the journey that we each individually are as souls, and then we can use our individuated expression and what we've learned through our transformation and provide that as a possibility for someone else to step into without the need to fix or to make right or wrong.
Yeah, because everything that happened yesterday, and it's perfect. It's all in there for that reason. And I always say the more love we can create on the planet, the more love everybody can have, the more harmony right we live in. I can't believe, okay, we're at the top of the hour, so let's go. I want to ask, if you could leave something with the listeners, what would you like to leave them with?
Oh my goodness, there's so much.
I know.
What's been coming to me there's a few things that have been coming. First of all, be in the beauty of the present moment, and anything that you're searching for is going to take you away from the love that you have right this second, whether you're receiving a transmission here that's making you feel at home, whether there's someone sitting next to you that's just, they're sharing their love with you. Be in the presence of the abundance that you have right this second, and you won't lack or anything, and it'll only enrich your future experience. So that's a big one. And then just remember that wherever love is given, it can never be taken away. And so you always carry it forward and remember that.
I love it. I am so happy you joined me for this hour. It goes so quick. And
it does.
One more thing, make sure, remind them. Now, you have two ways that people can find you. Can you just let us know one more time?
Yeah, so Beyond the Ordinary shows where I interview other transformational way showers. Like I'm away from leaders now, but way showers from around the world, people who are embodying, channeling, a lot of psychics, channels, mystics show up. They're amazing interview series. And you can find that on beyondtheordinaryshow.com. And then I was guided to start my own group. And so I have a membership site where because I can't take on a whole bunch of private clients, I decided to do a membership where we all get to share, and we share these different exercises and experiences. And so if you're interested in working with me, you can go to livingintheextraordinary.com and join the community there.
I love it. And I just want to say, I love those membership groups. Why? Because there's so much power in beauty and joy and love that come through them. I am so, again, thank you for joining me. I can't wait to have you back again. So much fun. Thank you everybody for tuning in to this hour. We're going to see you right here next week. Same time, same place here on Transformation Talk Radio, wherever you tune into us. And next week is a call-in show. So have an incredible week. So much love from us to you. And as John said, keep taking that love, because it's true. No one can take it away. Have an incredible week, and I'll see you guys next week.
Bye.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Awesome. God, that was fun.
I could talk
Thank
to you,
you
for another hour. Like, there's so
I know,
much.
There's so much we can talk about. I know.
Because it's like, you know, you have that similar journey. But I just, your book's going to be amazing. I'm so happy you're finally writing.
I hope so. It's time.
Thank you for listening to the Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I teach you how to connect to the God consciousness so you can unlock your superpowers and connect at light speed and live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where together we will unlock the secrets of your body and your life. As a founder of the Body Regeneration Academy, I, Tracy L., will provide you with the insight and simple tools you can apply right now in your life to move you forward and leave the past in the dust. To join the Body Regeneration TLC Online Academy, make sure you check me out at tracylclark.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.